家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料。我们的 QQ 群号码是9012-7292，9012-7292，欢迎您的加入。那今天呢，我们上的是雅思口语课，我们请来的专家老师是 Echo 老师，老师好。
大家好 ，Larry 好 ，Okay, it's my turn to be here again, and still about IELTS speaking, right? Okay, when I'm here.
The oral test of the IELTS is composed of three parts. The first part is quite easy, it's kind of Q&A, like how are you, and what's your age, where are you from, something like
right,
that.
The basic questions, right?
Yeah.
Okay, about yourself, your favorite things, and you know, things around you.
Yes, and the second part.Is kind of a description. Normally, you will be asked to describe an activity, a person, a memory, and so on.
So we will call that description part, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that actually examines your, like, you know, ability to describe things, you know, experience, and also, like, you know, with how, like, adequate you can use, you know, the grammatical structure and functions.
And the third part, which is the last part, is kind of, you know, topic discussion.
Right.
Based on, you know, your opinions towards some certain topic. For example, how do you think of the weather in Beijing?
Right.
How do you comment on the government's responsibility in some field? And for example, what do we learn from doing sports and so on?
Exactly. And this part actually examines your ability to have in-depth discussion, right?
Which is tougher than the two former parts.
Exactly. In this part, you know, with my students, my former students, I have this feeling that, you know, when we're, like, expressing things, students don't tend to use signals to signal listeners, like, you know, I'm talking about my personal opinion, and, you know, they don't tend to, like, encourage, like, you know, the listener to have, like, you know, response by giving signals.
刚才我们说了一些雅思口语考试中不同部分的着重点。第一部分，简单的 Q&A 问答。第二部分是一个描述环节，让你来体现一下自己的阐述能力哈。第三部分是表达观点的一个部分。那么到了第三部分，就是最难的部分了。是要让你阐述自己的观点和看法。今天我们就是来聊一聊第三部分。
Right. 刚才我们说到这儿的时候，我去提了一下，然后对于我之前去接触过的应考学生来说，那么在第三部分当中，我们经常去忘了做到的一件事情，就是给你的听众一个信号。这个信号就是我在去聊我自己的观点，我个人的观点。而即便有这样习惯的学生，也经常只用到 I think, right? Okay, a lot of repetitions. 那么在这儿的话，如果你经常去使用这一个，就没有办法去体现你的 lexical range， 然后那么你的词汇的广度的话，也不会有特别的优势。
那如果想要表达自己的观点，除了 I think， 还有别的说法吗？我想到一个。In my opinion.
Right, in my opinion, yes, exactly, in my opinion. So, this is like, you know, more used in the formal, like, you know, talk or formal, you know, situations, right, okay? So, how about for the first step, right, okay? Let's find out more things, right, okay, that is equivalent to I think or in my opinion that we can actually use freely in our talking.So I would like to deliver this in a, like, a, you know, conversation here. So how about Larry and I, you know, we will try to have a talk, you know, about, like, you know, parents and kids issues, right? Okay? And what you guys need to do is to find out more things, like, I think that's your first task.
Yes.
Okay.
接下来呢，我和 Echo 老师来模拟一段对话。对话中呢，就会用到除了 I think， 还有一些其他的词组。也是表达个人观点的一个词组。
Okay.
那么我们开始这段 dialogue.
Okay, so how about Larry is Rob, right? Okay, I'm Paula. Okay.
So it's a conversation between a lady and a gentleman. So I'm going to be the gentleman.
Right, sure.
So how are your kids doing?
Good. good, but they're pretty busy. It seems like there's a lot of pressure on kids these days.
Definitely. With all the homework and sports and lessons and everything, if you ask me, they're way too busy.
Absolutely. My kids come home, grab something to eat, and then run off again. I never see them.
Oh, I know. Whatever happened to family dinners?
Yeah, I don't think families spend enough time together. Not like they used to.
That's for sure. And it seems to me that's why some kids get into trouble.
Exactly.
好，我们这一段对话已经结束了。其实呢，大家有听到一些代替了 I think 的词组，那么到底有哪一些呢？ It seems like there is a lot of pressure on kids these days.
Exactly.
It seems like. 哎，乍一听没有我，没有 I.
Right.
只有一个 it.
Right.
It seems like.
Yeah, but this actually is a way to express your opinion, right? Okay? And to signal your listeners, like, you know, I'm talking about my own opinion. It seems like.
So it's equivalent to I think.
Yeah, it's equivalent to I think.
Okay.
And let's find out the second one. If you ask me, they're way too busy. If you ask me, right? Okay? Yeah, 要我说, right? Okay? So it's more like, you know, speaking way to say I think, if you ask me.Okay, they're way too busy. Right, 他们太忙了。
If you ask me, they are too busy.
The next one, and it seems to me that's why some kids get into trouble, right? And it seems to me that's why some kids get into trouble. So it's pretty similar to the first phrase Larry mentioned, it seems like, right? So here we've actually, you know, we've already found out,you know, more things equivalent to I think. So let's have a summary, right? Okay. The first is it seems like.
It seems like.
It seems to me.
Right? It seems to me.
And if you ask me.
If you ask me.
Right. And also let's get back into the conversation here, right? Okay. I think, you know, this conversation actually has, you know, some difficulties, you know, with words and expressions. And they're talking about, like, you know, nowadays issues, right? Okay. You know, with, you know, kids getting too busy. So, you know, the words or phrases they're using here actually are good for you guys to use in the exam and in the third part. So let's have, like, you know, an in-depth look.Right. So, for example, like pressure on somebody. Right. Okay? Yeah, I think this is like, you know, a good one. Right. For example, like, you know, if you're talking about, like, you know, the you know, air qualities. Right. I mean, the air pollution in Beijing, you could just say it seems to me like, you know, there is a lot of pressure on government these days about air quality in Beijing. Right. Okay. So.
Pressure on somebody 就是在某人身上的压力。那么在这个雅思口语真题的第三部分，有这么一个句子，有这么一个问题，就是 In your opinion, why do children like computer games? 为什么孩子们喜欢电脑游戏呢？那这个时候你就可以说了 Well, I think it seems that there is a lot of pressure on these children. So, I think playing computer game is a way to relieveTheir pressure.
Right. You know, another thing, you know, you can actually use in the future, right? Okay. With all the homework and sports and lessons and everything, right? Okay. If I, you know, I translate this sentence, it would be like, you know, 又是家庭作业，又是体育运动，然后又是上课，然后以及其他的什么，其他的等等， right? Okay. 所以在这儿有一个很好用的小词组叫 and everything, right? Okay.And everything 就表示哎，其他的等等的东西。For example, like, you know, my favorite holiday is Spring Festival, with all the food, you know, TV programs, and family reunions, and everything, right, okay? And, yeah, and everything.
好，这个就是 and everything 作为一个句子的结尾
yes.
意思就是等等等等等等的意思。
Yes.
那么我们再来移到雅思口语真题中第三部分的一个问题、作为一个案例来学习一下啊，有这么一个问题 What do Chinese people do as their usual ways of entertainment? What do Chinese people do as their usual ways of entertainment?
I think Chinese prefer, you know, the ways of, you know, being together with friends and family.
啊，喜欢团聚。
Right.
And?
Like, here, you know, it means, you know, I'm giving examples, right? Like playing mahjong with family members, right? Yeah. And, you know, eating out, right? Eating out with family or friends, right?
Yeah. And everything.
Right? Yeah.
And everything 放在这个句子后面就是还有很多很多。
Right.
对吧
Right.
嗯。
And the next one, I think that is a good word is way, right? Okay, W-A-Y, right? 大家说，哎，这不就是路的那个词吗？但是在这个句子里面，大家看哈，他说 ，If you ask me, they're way too busy. If you ask me, they're way too busy. So way here means like you know, too much, right? Okay, or you know, a lot, right? Okay, for example, like I say.Let's find out Isle's question here, right?
Okay. What do children do in their spare time?
I think children these days are way too busy to have any sports, right? Okay? 哎，要我说啊，我觉得孩子们现在就特别的忙，根本就没有时间去做各种运动 right? Okay? With their homework, lessons, and extracurriculum and everything, right?
So, children do their homework in their spare time.
Right, that's their exercise, right? Okay? Yeah, anyway, so way, right? Okay? Also with simple sentences like, you know, Larry is way taller than me, right? Okay? Hey, Larry 比我高得多 right? 所以其实这个 way 就表示什么的多 okay.And next one, well, the lady said, like, you know, my kids come home, grab something to eat, and then run off again, right? Okay? 哎，我们家孩子真的就是，回来以后抓点什么吃的，随便吃一下 grab something to eat, right? Okay? And then run off again, 然后又跑掉了 right? Run off, 这是一个很好的词组 I never see them, right? Okay? 哎，经常见不着他们 right? 那么你看，哎，确实老外会说话用的比较夸张的方式 I never see them, right? Okay? And the man actually said, oh, I know,Whatever happened to family dinners, right? Okay? Yeah. Well, here actually is a pretty useful phrase. Whatever happened to, right? Okay? Whatever happened to, 就表示什么呀？什么什么怎么了？ Right? Okay? For example, like, you know, if we're discussing the, you know, environmental issues, right? Okay? Well, I say like, you know,Spring is supposed to be, you know, such a beautiful season, right? Okay? With all the, like, you know, flowers, like, you know, that is going to, like, you know, blossom. And with, like, you know, the ice, like, you know, it's melting and you can just see the river running and everything, right? Okay? But, you know, with the smoky air, right? Okay? Yeah, we can hardly enjoy them these days.So whatever happened to the fresh air, right? 哎，那么新鲜的空气都跑哪儿去了？然后都怎么了？所以我们就可以去用这个 whatever happened to, right?
后面加个问号 ，whatever happened to the fresh air?
Right?
哎，一个很疑问的语气说出来，就是哎，到底对于这个空气发生了些什么事儿
？Right. And there's another thing, right? I think you guys can use, right?That is pretty useful, and we mentioned that before, right? Okay? Yeah, with used to, right? 我们知道说 used to 是过去常常，我们在上一期的节目中也提过。但是这一句话用的特别的好哈，然后那么大家可以试图去翻译一下，说，我觉得现在的家庭都没有足够的时间，不像过去了，哎，不像过去了，大家该怎么说呢？然后大家可能很有些同学会说成 not like the old times, right? Okay? But here they use I don't think families spend enough time together, not like they used to, right? Not like they used to. 这是一个很好的词，尤其是在第三部分中，经常我们可以去用到的。Okay, yeah, I guess that's pretty much all with, like, you know, the passage we were reading, the conversation we were reading, right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, how about with, like, you know, the signal sentences we learned here, and, you know, with the vocabularies and phrases we learned here, we start a...topic, I mean, IELTS topic here, right, okay? And we can have a practice.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
刚才我们通过一段对话 知道了很多 signal sentences， 也就是在表达自己观点之前告诉对方我要说我的观点了啊。这个 signal sentences 包括 I think you know which is quite common in our dialogue and also it seems like if you ask me and so on. These are the signal sentences that we can use at the beginning of a conversation.
Right. And with some vocabularies later we can practice on, we have, you know, pressure on somebody, right? There is a lot of pressure on somebody.
在某个人身上的压力。
Right. And also, they're way too busy. Way, right? Okay?
Meaning very, very.
Right. And also...Whatever happened to, right? Whatever happened to, right? 哎，什么什么，怎么了都 ，right?
好，那我们刚才既复习了表达个人观点的 signal sentences， Echo 老师也帮我们复习了啊，刚才对话中我们所学到的常用的一些实用的词组哈。
嗯。
那我们来针对这个雅思考题做一些练习。
Yes。
结合刚才所学的知识来做第三部分的讨论。
嗯。
Who do you think learns more easily, adults?Or children. Remember, first of all, we should use a signal sentence like I think, but instead of I think, we have more, you know, expressions.
Right. So I'm going to answer this question now. Well, if you ask me, it depends. I would say adults would learn social skills faster than children. On the other hand,Children would pick up language skills, new techniques more easily than adults. As like, you know, a professional, I work with a lot of students. Like, you know, people who are under 13 years old, they do learn English way faster than adults, right?
Way faster than adults.
Way faster, 就是要快得多。
Way 不光是可以用在一般的形容词前面，而且还可以用在比较级前面，来修饰这个比较的成分，更加的非常的比它好。
Right. And also, I guess there is a reason for that. Children actually are in a learning phase, so everything actually is new to them. So, you know, they would learn like, you know, new techniques more quickly than the adults.For example, if you're trying to teach a child how to play a video game, I guess it seems like, you know, the child probably would just, you know, pick up the techniques faster.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好的，到了节目最后呢，我们再来回答一些听众朋友的问题。有一些听众呢发了 email 跟我们联系说啊，他这个词汇量想在短时间内提高，怎么样能够扩大自己的词汇量？
其实我们在之前的节目当中也去聊过这方面的，就是说背单词的问题哈。我们在上次去说到，就是说我们的中国的学生一说到学英文就联系到了背单词，但其实呢，背单词往往背的多少是有效的单词，可以让你使用的单词，这我们要去放一个 question mark。所以我会觉得。如果你希望去有效的提升单词量的话，那你最好去从你的阅读量当中去选择。比如说，你去阅读一本书、一篇文章，然后把里面不会的词去留下来，然后再去做详细的查阅了解，然后同时把它跟写作去链接起来。也就是说，我读这么一篇文章，然后有这么一些词，那我一会儿能不能再去试着去写一下？这样子不断的使用的话，你的印象一定会很深刻，而且你学的就会是很有效的单词。那么这是第一点，关于你的无效单词量和有效单词量的问题。所以我个人是比较反对拿着一本单词书去在那边死背单词的学法。
所以单词不是靠背的，而是靠自己积累的。
好，那么第二点的话就是说在考试当中不会单词该怎么办，然后这个可能也是学生们会碰到的一些问题。比如说我们之前说有学生说我最喜欢的 my favorite traditional Chinese dish is husband and wife's lunch、right?
什么什么什么
夫妻肺片嘛，
夫妻肺片，
您
刚才说的是、
哎、husband and wife's lungs， right？ 应该夫妻的肺，然后哎做的，这个听着就特别的 scary， right？ 好，那么这个时候如果要碰到这样的情况下的话，哎 ，why not to use you know the clauses， right？ to talk about or to describe what you want to say， right？ OK， 那么夫妻肺片的话，我们哎知道是什么呀？
夫妻肺片。So first of all, you should tell him or her.So first of all, you should tell your examiner. So first of all, you should tell the exact name of this dish. Like 夫妻肺片 you know.
那么我们当然可以去说，your 夫妻肺片 right? Okay, that's the Chinese way, but you need to put up like you know an explanation. For example, like you know.My favorite Chinese dish is called 夫妻肺片 which is a traditional Sichuan spicy flavored cold dish, right? That is made of...
哦，原来夫妻肺片并不是牛肺、猪肺做的，而是用这个牛舌和牛肉片做的。
Right.
这么一解释就清楚了。
But、I guess the you know way of cooking this varies, right? 也许还有不同的做法，是吧？
对对对。
But you know, yeah. Well, in exam, you know, why not you know explain this like you know what we did?
所以 Echo 老师刚才这个例子呢，就很好的说明了，当你不知道一个词，比如说夫妻肺片，你不知道怎么用英文去说这个单词的时候，没关系，只要你会阐述，你会解释，你会描述，也可以把这个词儿给说出来，特别是在你口语考试的时候。
没错，没错，
所以你直接说夫妻肺片就可以了，然后再给出一个定义。
没错，
好的，那这就是我们提高词汇量在口语考试中说更多词汇的一种方法，希望大家能够学习到。
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好，欢迎回来，您现在收听的是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 今天我和艾克老师一起来帮大家针对雅思口语真题中的第三题第三部分做一个备考的准备。怎么准备呢？首先我们学习了 signal sentences， 也就是说当你在回答考官问题表达个人观点之前告诉他这是我的观点，所以要说In my opinion, it seems that, I don't think, and it seems to me that,
right.
And of course, if you ask me,
right.
之后呢，我们又学习了很多这个实用的英语单词、英语词组，包括 there is a lot of pressure on somebody. 当你在描述一个事情，各个方面 one, two, and three, and
everything,
表达的是等等的意思。
Right.
And also,If you say whatever happened to something, 意思就是，
哎，意思就是说，哎，什么什么怎么了 ？Right? 哎，发生了什么？其实更多像一个感叹的成分。
好，希望大家能够把我们今天的内容消化好，然后呢，进一步的进行操练。特别是当你在面对雅思口语考试真题的时候呢，可以运用到我们今天所学的内容。那最后欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载更多英语学习资料，包括更多的雅思口语真题。我们的 QQ 群号码是90127292 90127292，欢迎您的加入，我们下期节目再见，
拜。
这是一副神秘的配方，将雅思托福 GRE 口语听力词汇写作的问题放入砂锅，加入有实战经验的考官老师和主持人，每天小火慢熬半小时，从双耳灌入，配合每周日不同的提神配方，长期服用可以调节你对考试的感受，也会带给你轻松快乐的正能量。大学生英语在线 Question of the day， 每天半小时，不轻松不散场。
你最想得到什么东西？
汽车
，money，
豪宅，
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康 才能带来长久的幸福。
Everything I do, I'll tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on.